The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stephen, good day program. Jennifer has a problem. Yes, she does. The plumbing doesn't work, and it's not that kind of a plumbing. It's the other kind of plumbing. The plumbing that makes your house smell wonderfully as long as the toilet all works and that sort of thing. So that's I don't know that she would make a good plumber. If I were handy by, I'd have gone over to fix it. But that's what she's got, a house full of water. How about them apples? I'd like to wake up to that. Ooh-wee. Meanwhile, Ken Kessler has no problems. Doug Stephan has no problems. You have no problem. Well, maybe you do. You may have problems trying to figure out what the real story is with Ebola. Newly released guidelines by Thomas Friedan, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, focus on better protecting healthcare workers. Really? That's good, but what about the people who might be exposed on the street? Don't know if you can do much about that anyway, right? Training, more of it. Supervision, more of it. Those are the key elements, it looks like, Kenny. Plus the requirement that no skin should be exposed. That almost sounds stupid to be saying that with what everybody seems to know about Ebola. And I haven't seen any of these pictures with anybody who was working on Ebola that had any skin exposure. It looked like they were in space units, spacesuits, right? Excuse me, for the most part, they looked like they were all covered.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. I know the nurse in Spain, mm-hmm. they said that she right. was all covered, but then when she took her all the hazmat or whatever, the protective stuff off, she mm-hmm. touched something and then touched her skin.
Right. So to sort of, I'm going to do a shotgun approach to this, and your comments certainly at 888-302-3684 are welcome. What do you think? What are you feeling? What are you sensing about Ebola and all the various facets to this story? 888-302-DOUG, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Group of 43 people in Texas who had contact with Mr. Duncan have been cleared. That includes the members of his would-be family, his wife-to-be, and that family, the woman who complained, "Oh, why are you bickering on me?" And we thought she was a Maroney at the time, and maybe still sort of is. She reminds me of the entitled masses. Is she entitled to you? Does she remind you of that, Kenny?
Hey, oh, yeah.
Hmm. All right. So anyway, those people are okay, so we can breathe a sigh of relief there anyway. So the released new guidelines. Let's see here. I'm trying to... the thing that people are so worried about is if you have Ebola, automatic death sentence. That's not true any more than it is if you have the HIV virus or AIDS, that sort of thing. The death rate's not great. It's like about 50% who get it and they die. But it's not something that will be automatically the end of you if you were to get it. Now, that having said that, the virus reproduces so quickly. If you don't get treatment fast, then the thing is the cells are not easily recognized by the immune system. And then by the time the immune system recognizes the threat, starts to fight back, with some people who have a weakened immune system, they don't have enough starch, and so that's what kills you, not having a strong immune system. The symptoms, fever, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and then only some are contagious. That is, some who have Ebola. I mean, if you get on a plane and somebody's coughing in your face, you're liable to get the flu or whatever that person has, right? Again, all depends on how strong your immune system is. I think for people who say they don't understand why Ebola runs a different course in different people, I think that's folly. because everybody's chemistry, I had enough chemistry, and I've read enough about this sort of thing, to be convinced that there are, as you know, many different properties that all of our bodies have. The Genome Project may have suggested we were 99.44% the same, but there are different ways different chemicals react. You can even, I mean, take alcohol, for example. That's a chemical. You introduce that in your body. Some people can take a lot more alcohol and not have a problem with it than others. Some people, I can't drink at all. That's why one of the reasons I don't is because I can't. My system, it doesn't get watered down. Whatever I drink, a little bit of sangria, some kind of wine, whatever it is, it quickly gets into my system, goes to my head, and affects how I am. I knew a guy who was a friend of mine who was superintendent of schools here. He could drink more beer and not show it than anybody I've ever seen in my life. We all knew somebody in college like that, right? They could drink and drink and drink. Really, right? Didn't you know?
Oh, sure.
So that chemical reaction that your body has is no different for Ebola. And so just because you are exposed to it doesn't mean it's going to affect you. There are things that you want to, that you would want to have checked out right away. And that's another part of the story, how woefully inadequate the preparation is at healthcare facilities. One of the things we were talking about earlier, in case you didn't join us, you can get in an hour or two in a conversation about what's going on as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act, with hospitals being not as well prepared for all kinds of reasons, including cost-cutting here, there, and everywhere. So there's now going to have, this hole is going to be easily seen. People going into emergency rooms, yeah, that's a good place to go. If you go to the, you go to the hospital, you'll be taken care of. If you go to one of those emergency care facilities, not a good idea, because they're not going to be prepared. They're not going to be ready. There are some places, Emory University, for example, Nebraska Medical Center, another one, where they have successfully treated people who have this, and that's because they were prepared. For whatever the reason, why were they prepared? Who knows and who cares? They were and are prepared, and more hospitals in the bigger areas will be prepared. What cost? Well, that's the $64 question. The president is trying, you remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how he was rallying nations to fight ISIS. Now, he's trying to do the same thing, working with many of the same people. You wonder what their reaction would be. There's no political, well, you would have thought there's no political agenda here. The fighting of Ebola in West Africa could affect the entire world. But yet some, again, recognizing and realizing how backward many of these countries are, not only in Africa, but a lot of other places around the world, they just don't have the same outlook. They look at America as the big Satan, and so the great Satan. So whatever we do, they're suspicious. They have their suspicions. Oh, we can't do that. What's America trying to do? Take us over? You know, that kind of stuff. So under the circumstances, there is a lot to be learned, and certainly more of this. I just wouldn't be worried about it if you have a strong immune system. That'd be my, I'm working on my immune system, making it stronger every day. It's always been strong, and I'm happy to keep working on it because there are all kinds of supplements that I can take and you can take. And so that's, I think, the bottom line. Speaking of this fear, I was also talking about the company that's making the gear and how wonderfully well, if it's a public company, their stock must be doing. If it's a private company, God love you. The ways to make money here, not to be cynical, but making these hazmat suits made me think about I took a quick look at Lakeland Industries. They're on the market at LAKE. Kenny, LAKE, they make these suits, and in one day their stock went up 274%.
Nice.
Huh?
Nice for them.
Yeah, and let's see if there are other stocks that at this point in time, it's probably too late. Most of the time when these things happen, it's too late. The company that's making ZMAP, I don't think that's a public company, though, yet. Is it? It's a private company.
don't think so.
But there's a publicly traded company, Reynolds American, that's working on a drug. This is going to be a real speculative play, and some people are going to do very well. The big money is already in, though, I'm guessing. But there are ways that individual people can get it. I'm bothered or troubled a little bit by people who want to make money with this, but this is America, after all, right? And capitalism, somebody's going to make money, so why not you if you can figure out how to do it? A-okay with you? If something to think about. Meanwhile, let's talk about another part of the chemistry of your body, the things that the blood that flows around in the skin or the subsurface of the skin. You ever cut your fingers, you cut your arm, you cut your leg, you cut your face, you can, whatever you break the skin is going to be blood, because the blood is right there, right at the surface. And that's how your skin thrives, in fact, and the hair on your body thrives, and your muscles, all of the things that require blood are the thing that is most natural about our body is how we feed it. And so your scalp is no different. Your scalp needs lots of blood, needs stimulation, and it needs to be clean. And that's where Provia comes in, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse the pores of your scalp, to clean everything up so that when the pores are open, that hair follicle that's underneath the opening, when the opening is open, the hair follicle has a chance to go through. The body is marvelous. When it comes, those of you who have lost your hair, there's hair under your scalp. You just have to open up the pores so that the hair can come through, and that's what Provia does. Your hair's getting thin. Call 800-525-8319 now. Provia. Say goodbye to the one or two or three or four hairs that are blowing in the wind. Say hello to a much fuller, healthier head of hair. You can do that when you call 800-525-8319. Get yourself on a course of treatment that involves cleansing the pores. That's what it is. Order now and mention Doug Steffen. Get the incredible super concentrate from Provia. Work faster. That's what you want. Fast, fast, fast. 800-525-8319. Again, that number for Provia for great guaranteed results. No argument from me. I've used it and I find the hair in the back of my head coming back in after sort of waving goodbye for a while. I can't see it, but if you're in the back of me, you can. So join the legions that are getting their hair back using Provia. 800-525-8319.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Years ago, the family doctor was someone who came to your home. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local HealthMart pharmacist knows you by name, not by refill number. Stop by your independently owned HealthMart pharmacy and see how the tradition of personal health care lives on. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
The United States pretty likely to break a record, the hottest year since 1880, when all the numbers come in at the end of the year. Does that surprise anybody? According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, I don't see that that's a big surprise. 21 after the hour.
The The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ringo in the news today. Got a new gig. Hey, crank it up, Michael. I can take care of my allergies. So the folks at Skechers have announced a new partnership with Ringo. He's going to appear in the footwear company's marketing campaign, pretty much known around the globe. This will be, I know Skechers, and I think I've had some of their footwear. Isn't Skechers the footwear that they have the individual toe thing? Is that a Skecher, or is that, what is that?
I'm not familiar with it, if it is.
Do you know what Skechers, what makes them unique? This may be a good thing that Ringo's doing it, because I know the name, but I don't know why they're unique.
I don't know if they are particularly unique.
Really? Huh. All right, well, somebody will figure that out. We don't sound like we know what we're talking about, which is okay. Can't know everything. Michael, you wear Skechers? Probably doesn't know what they are either.
No, I don't.
Ah, see, there you go. So, anyway, these are going to be television spots that will be fun and funny. You can be sure of that. Ringo, nice to know what's going on with him. I was like, I've seen a couple of his performances, and they're just fun. When you go, yeah. He's just fun. It's all this music that he's known for is fun. He doesn't take himself seriously, and neither does the audience, and that's what makes it so much more fun, actually. 25 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I without Jennifer, whose house is flooded this morning. What a lousy break that is. I'm betting she'll get it taken care of. Meanwhile, we have a couple of things to smile about from last night, including Conan O'Brien and Craig Ferguson.
Over the weekend, President Obama told Americans not to panic about Ebola. That's what he said, yeah. Then when asked about the Democrats' chances in the upcoming midterm elections, Obama said, man, that Ebola sure is scary. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a great day for Peyton Manning. Last night in Denver, he threw his 509th touchdown pass. He has scored so much in Denver, they made him an honorary pot dealer. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Peyton's brother, Eli Manning, called him to congratulate him, but unfortunately the call was intercepted.
That's pretty funny. I got off of him because the mistake I made with Craig Ferguson was actually watching the show, because I find him, and I don't watch it. You watch it all the time because you're up at that hour. I'm not. Only in a distressed moment would I have been up to watch it. But he's, if you take things like that in a context, then they're funny. He's funny. What's he going on to do? His contract's up at the end of the year. What's he going to do?
He's got a game show that I think has already started, and that's all he has publicly said. The rumor is that that there's a syndication company that's already working on
a daytime show or a nighttime?
I had heard it's going to be like at 7, just before prime time.
Really?
And nobody else is doing that, so.
Remember, though, Jay tried it, but it was 10 o'clock, and that wasn't really a talk show. It was him being him. All right, so let's now, speaking about people who are themselves, Ellen DeGeneres here, joking about a lawsuit against the people at Red Bull.
So Red Bull has been in the news lately. Have you heard about this? What's going on? Isn't this crazy? This is a class action lawsuit, and now they owe $13 million to everyone who's ever had a Red Bull. So your money troubles are over, all of you who have had. When you divide it between all the customers, it works out to about $10 a piece. So, 10 big ones are coming to you. Here's why Red Bull was sued. And their slogan is Red Bull gives you wings. So someone sued them for false advertising because it doesn't actually give you wings. Come on, America. This is why China is winning.
Enough said. 28 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, given the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and 3 cases in America, is President Obama having an all-hands-on-deck response?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Given the outbreak in West Africa and 3 confirmed cases in America, has President Obama treated this emergency with about the right all-hands-on-deck sense of urgency?
The response has been understandable. It's not perfect, but this is a rare and unusual situation. If we want to stop Ebola from spreading here and, for that matter, other places on Earth, the best way to do that is to stop it where it is right now. As far as the travel ban goes, I know that it sounds intuitive that, well, there are sick people in West Africa, we shouldn't let them leave. The experts who have thought about this are saying if you do institute a travel ban, you'll simply drive people underground. They will travel anyway, but we will now not be able to track them.
Look, it is a privilege to enter the United States of America. It's not a right to enter this country. If you look at what we used to do at Ellis Island in 1903, if people were sick, if people had some sort of disease or a virus, they were kept on Ellis Island and they were sent back. People shouldn't just have the privilege to come to the United States if they are infected or if they're at risk of having been infected, which could spread to our population, period. Listening to what the president said over the last couple of days, I think this is turning into more about political correctness than public health.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Conversation about the issues of the day, things that you need to know. I hope you're interested in the things that may be on the top of the list, but maybe a few things that are not quite on the top of the list. The Ferguson situation and the general discussion that started as a result of us realizing how the police have become militarized, that conversation ought not to go away. I'm going to continue it, as a matter of fact, with Elizabeth Beavers, who is a legislative associate on militarism and civil liberties. Be with us in a few minutes here to discuss that on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, Oscar Pistorius got 5 years. And that's all there is to say about that. That's it. 5 years, gets out in 10 months, I'm going to guess. Next, Oscar De La Renta passed away, 82, big designer. Can't say much more about it than that either, right? I'm going to bring him back. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, with an interesting idea. It's about time somebody, and I'm no big fan of Rubio, I think he's a big gas bag, but he's going to introduce legislation creating a temporary ban, so he says, on new visas for nationals of Ebola-stricken countries. About time. Shut them down. I was talking to somebody yesterday who works in Washington she's a big PR honcho with a big firm, and she is a just dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. Nobody who's got a D after their name could ever do anything wrong. My experience with this lady goes back. I've probably known her 20... I've known her as long as I've known Ellen Ratner for how, so what is that? Pretty much the beginning of this program. That's when I met Ellen and put her on the air. So that would have been in the late 80s. Anyway, The point is, this woman hasn't ever met a Democrat she didn't like. And she was going up and down, Kenny, on Obama, and how horrible, with a focus on Ebola. She said everybody in Washington wants a travel ban, wants the countries isolated, wants, and this is what Obama's had to face for whatever the reason, and nobody can quite get through to figuring out why it is that he is so opposed to the travel ban when everybody, this is a simplistic way of dealing with it, but it's a solid way. Don't let anybody into the country who's come from these countries and get a, the president says he's trying to build a coalition. Coalition that would do what? The coalition ought to have soldiers placed at every exit in every roadway getting out of any of these countries so that people can't leave. At the, if you shut the airports down, you shut the international community, shuts everything down. So anyway, she said that the it's disgusting, and she believes that because she's sort of a political operative, the Democrats are going to really take on the chin, mostly because of Obama, and it'll last a couple of years, and Hillary might win, so the Republicans stay in the Senate and the House for a couple of years after that, and then they get to, you know how it works with politics. But what I thought was most dramatic with her was her, I don't know if insistence is the right word, but she really was, she was so negative. And I don't even, there's a positive side to this, that you open up and realize that just because a politician promises something or is cut from a certain jib, as they say, that he or she is going to be the answer to all questions. Not the case in this instance, because there was such poor training. In fact, the guy never really did anything except be involved in the world of public, sort of feeding the public trough. Anyway, the style, the legislative leadership style, all of these things being called into question, but the number one question is, why don't we just shut down this region? And so Rubio is on his way with that, and it'll be interesting to see who supports it and for what reason. I mean, I think it's a hard time, especially because so close to the election, it's going to be hard to speak against this, it would seem to me, and have any credibility. You can speak against it, but will you have any credibility? 888-302-DOUG, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. More comments on Ebola. Kenny?
Yeah, let me see. Jesse said, just posted on her Facebook page, the seasonal flu is more of a killer than Ebola. Mm-hmm. Seasonal flu kills over 30,000 worldwide every year.
And that's a low number. It's actually higher than that. Yeah, go ahead.
Shirley says, I'm going to stay close to home for a while. No flights for me. Mm. I know you can get sick anywhere, but I just feel safer at home with all this going on.
Mm. Anything else? I'm not even going to. Other than, yeah. Get it.
Paul says, how crazy is the news media getting over this whole Ebola thing? Fox and Friends just interviewed Donald Trump about it.
Speaking of Donald Trump, in fact, Donald Trump is teasing that he may run for president in 2016. He says, we'll see what happens. Had a press conference during a fundraiser for Steve King running in Iowa as congressman. We'll see what's going to happen the next month. It's going to be very interesting. He went on to slam, as usual, President Obama for doing such a poor job, horrible job, yada, yada, yada. But I thought that was interesting. He's out as a fundraiser for some of these people. And I might be a good president. He actually, in some ways, would be a fairly good president, I think.
As long as you agree with him.
Yeah. No time for disagreements. Now we got to get to work. All right. Speaking of that, the Framingham Town Meeting, of which I remember, I live in the town of Framingham, Massachusetts, and tonight is the Fall Town Meeting. We'll start and be probably 3-4 nights going through things that have developed over the last 6 months since the last town meeting in the spring. So one of the things that's coming up tonight is a suggestion. It's a, these are, every once in a while we get petitions, citizens' petitions, and the one that we're going to consider tonight comes from a high school senior who thinks that we should ban the use of plastic bottles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in Framingham. So his plan is to ban a 1 liter and smaller plastic bottle made of PET, polyethylene, terephthalate, if that's how. Anyway, you, by the way, if you're looking at a bottle, the plastic, the PET plastic items are marked with the number 1 for recycling purposes. The ban would not prohibit you from drinking from these bottles, just prohibit the sale of them in town. So you could bring them into town, but you couldn't buy them in town. And so he lists some interesting facts about what these bottles do. And I, this is something that has bothered me, frankly. I'm trying to get away from selling my raw milk and pasteurized milk on my dairy farm in plastic bottles because they're just not good. That's what, in terms of the chemical reaction, putting milk or anything, even water in these things, changes their chemical composition. But did you know that annually the bottled water industry produces as much carbon dioxide as 2 million cars?
Wow.
Let me say that again. The bottled water industry produces as much carbon dioxide as 2 million cars. It takes 3 liters of water to produce a bottle of water. 3 liters of water to make the bottle. No, let's face it, the water is recycled like the car wash, but still. More than 80% of recyclable plastic bottles end up in landfills. I pick them up. This is one of the reasons that I'm for this. I'll probably vote for it. Just because I want to make a statement. I'm now chopping corn at a lot of cornfields that are in a state park. We have, I don't know, 43 acres of corn down there, and I've chopped most of it, but there's still some left. Every day out in these fields, I found this past weekend dozens of bottles, for example. Plastic bottles that people drink, and they just throw them on the ground. They're everywhere. You know it, and I know it. You know, wherever you walk, you see these plastic bottles all over the place. It's disgusting. So if for no other reason than that, never mind the fact that it's bad for you. This is a multi-billion dollar industry, by the way. $100 billion is spent every year on bottled water around the globe. Let me give you that one again. $100 billion spent every year on bottled water around the world. $100 billion. Think about that. Food for thought on Good Day. Back to the militarization of police discussion with Elizabeth Beers just a moment here on Good Day.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011, adding jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of 6 criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, welcoming Elizabeth Beavers with us, who is the Legislative Associate on Militarism and Civil Liberties for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. We lost her? What happened? Right. Now, this group, by the way, is right where I am when it comes to demilitarizing U.S. police forces. The reason that she's here is because we saw an article that she wrote in the New York Times. And it reads in part, quote, Ferguson's police force got equipped this way thanks to the Pentagon, and it's happening all over the country. To date, the Pentagon has donated military equipment worth more than $4 billion to local law enforcement agencies, and the giving goes on. Police forces in 50 states all around our country are getting this stuff. And this, I mean, when you consider the police in Ferguson's little town have got an MRAP, the MRAP was the vehicle that was used in Iraq and was developed basically to keep soldiers from dying because the Humvees, when they hit a landmine, it would blow up the vehicle. The MRAP kept them from doing that. I was on a big campaign, Elizabeth, during the time this was going on to build more of these, but the budget was cut because they were too expensive. And I said on the air at the time, American lives are that cheap. We can't build these things. But that was an appropriate use if you think that being in Iraq was appropriate, which we can argue about till the cows come home. Right now, though, more specifically, the use of these military pieces of equipment in these small police departments, what can we do to stop this?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on this morning. Yeah, like you mentioned, there was a time when there actually had to be a fight to have enough money to build these sorts of things. But actually now what we're learning, and this is the Department of Defense's own numbers, which is that 36% of all the weapons and equipment that are transferred for free from the Department of Defense to local police, 36% are brand new, never been used before.
Right.
That's how much extra they have that they're able to transfer that much.
Well, in fact, what they're doing is there's almost, as you know, with the federal government, feds have let's say there's a $700 billion budget for the Defense Department. If you don't spend all that money, you're not going to get any more the next year. So they come up with these cockamamie schemes. You go and buy this stuff. Oh, we didn't need it really, so we'll give it away. This is a big scam.
Sure. I mean, and that's exactly what you point out, is that there's a larger issue that has to be addressed, which is the federal budget and the percentage of defense spending and the way that's being spent. But, you know, make sure your listeners are familiar with it. The reason this militarization is happening, at least one of the main root causes, is that for the last few years, there's a program that's been put in place called the 1033 program. And that's run by the Department of Defense. It's where more than $5 billion worth of weapons and equipment goes straight from the military. Anything that they have that's surplus is available to local law enforcement for free. And more than $5 billion worth has been transferred for free through the 1033 program. So these are things like you mentioned, like MRAPs, grenades, grenade launchers, automatic weapons, some of these things that are just specifically designed for war.
The police, the school police force in Los Angeles has a grenade launcher. Why does school police force in Los Angeles need a grenade launcher that you and I paid
for? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right? People are asking that question. The requirement through the program is that the recipient has to be an agency whose primary purpose is law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It's a broad definition, and it applies to a lot of campus police. There's, that I know of right now, one university, Ohio State, that has an MRAP for campus policing, which, especially given some of the tensions that have happened historically on campuses between students and police, it's really frightening to think of police having military gear to deal handle some of those situations.
Well, it's over the top stuff, and so the national psychosis whipped up by news media coverage of some of these stories. This is something that people are afraid because they're artificially afraid. Oh, we got to have all these weapons to protect ourselves from whom and from what?
You're creating
the situation. Go ahead, Steve.
Right, that's exactly it. And what we're saying here is not that police are bad. We're very strong supporters of law enforcement. It's not anything like that. It's just that the military and police are totally separate institutions, and they have totally different purposes, and they shouldn't be armed in the same way. Because as you mentioned, who are you arming yourself from?
Yeah,
it can't be anyone other than the community that they're there to protect and serve. Right.
Yep. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that update. Elizabeth Beavers is with the Friends, the group is called Friends Committee on National Legislation.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Number one item here, Apple says it is selling out of the iPhone. This is excitement plus excitement, Kenny. iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models sparking record sales yesterday on the stock exchange, more because of Apple Pay, I think, than anything else. Their stock went up a couple of bucks. Sold almost 40 million iPhones this quarter.
Wow.
40 million iPhones they have sold. God love Apple and companies like that. That's the kind of good stuff in the car. Whether you like the phones or not, whether you think that they're necessary or not, whether you think that they are not to be as prolific as they are, it doesn't make any difference in this circumstance. It's good business. It's better that it is an American company than somebody else's. That's the way I kind of look at it. Meanwhile, our reporter, Shelley Palmer, our tech reporter, Shelley, talking today about HBO's web-only subscription plan. That's something people have been all over and trying to understand. So let's wait for a moment and see if we can understand it better from the mouth of Shelley Palmer.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, HBO recently announced that it will offer its service in web-only format, meaning anyone can subscribe to HBO. For years, HBO and its parent company, Time Warner, have been content to offer HBO exclusively as part of pay TV packages. But with Netflix and its 50 million subscribers set to generate more revenue than HBO this year, the time has come to change things up. The day after HBO made its announcement, CBS launched a similar subscription package called All Access, giving anyone the ability to view a live stream from their local CBS affiliates for $5.99 per month. ESPN also announced plans to offer select NBA games to digital subscribers sometime in the next few years. While cord cutters can rejoice, there are still big questions about HBO's new subscription plan. How much will it cost? When will it launch? Will it be the same as HBO on TV? We'll find out the answers to all of these questions soon enough. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 60-watt equivalent bulbs by Fite for just $5.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
Interesting technology from Texas, where thousands of homes there in the Lone Star State are being powered by a state-of-the-art power plant that provides operators with the best of both worlds, efficiency and flexibility. Want to know more about that? Chanel Caraway has the details for us here on Good Day.
Texas is one of the fastest-growing hubs for renewable power and one of the fastest-growing states in the country. To meet demand and support the up-and-down nature of renewables, Panda Power Funds just commissioned Texas's first two Siemens Flex plants in commercial operation. Martin Tartibi of Siemens.
This plant is so clean because of being natural gas burned that, let's say, compared to a coal plant, it's like taking 500,000 cars off the road annually.
Before this Siemens Flex plant, operators had to choose between efficiency and flexibility. Flex plants offer both, vital in supporting renewables. Panda Power Fund's Robert Carter.
There's not been a plant like this built in the entire United States. Efficient, and it's going to be using natural gas from Texas, and it's going to be providing electricity that's so clean.
The project will be providing power to 750,000 homes in Texas. For more, go to usa.siemens.com. That's technology now from Siemens.
Also in technology, we have everything you need to know about using Apple Pay at dougstefan.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules.
pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.